Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2022. This morning, I will talk about parables as genre. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours because you reveal to us in Jesus a more nuanced picture of yourself, someone we can trust and emulate. Forgive us for remembering only the discipline of our youth, when we tried your patience and did not display your mercy, grace, patience, love, or truthfulness. Thankfully, you are more patient and merciful than us. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us your strength of character in dealing graciously with one another. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 2 Samuel 12:7, we read, Nathan said to David, "You are the man." In 2 Samuel 12, 1-7, the prophet Nathan tells King David the story of two men, one rich and the other poor. The poor man has only one small lamb that the rich man steals and slaughters to serve his guest. When David hears this story, he becomes indignant because he had been a shepherd and understood the cruelty of the rich man. When Nathan declared that he is this rich man because of David's sin with Bathsheba, David is cut to the core and repents of his sin. This parable of the lamb is an allegory where the context is shifted and the true context is only revealed at the end of the story. The true context then becomes the key, like the denarius in the parable of the vineyard, to the entire story. Although the story of Nathan's parable is told to David is normally held up as the only example of a parable in the Old Testament to compare with Jesus' parables, the story is not described in the text as a parable. When the Old Testament uses the word parable, it is in the context of stories of divine judgment. Our use of the word parable is taken from the Greek word parabolein, that is used only three times in the Old Testament. In each case, the parable given is a prophecy of judgment on the nation of Israel for their lack of faith. Psalm 78 recounts the history of Israel during the desert wanderings, following the exodus from Egypt, and the unwillingness of even Moses to rely on God's provision when he struck rather than spoke to the rock at Kadesh, as God directed. Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. This is Numbers 20, verse 12. The judgment against Moses is personal. The parable in this case is the story of Israel's disobedience. Ezekiel 17 recounts Israel's attempt to rebel against Babylon by forming an alliance with Pharaoh in Egypt, rather than relying on God, with a story about two eagles. Ezekiel 24 talks about Babylon's siege against Jerusalem and the destruction to come with a pithy little story about a meat stew. The word for parable in the Greek is parabole that has two definitions, something that serves as a model or example pointing beyond itself for later realization type figure, or alternatively, a narrative or saying of varying length designed to illustrate a truth, especially through comparison or simile, comparison, illustration, proverb, or maxim. The Greek definition is close to our common understanding of a parable from those given by Jesus. The Hebrew word translated as parabolein in the Greek is masal. Masal carries these inferences: a proverbial saying, brief terse sentence of popular sagacity, a prophetic figurative discourse, a byword, a simile or parable, a poem of various kinds, a sentence of ethical wisdom. This is a wide range of meanings for masal in the Hebrew, inclusive of our understanding of Jesus' parables, but also inclusive of Solomon's many proverbs and things we do not normally think of as parables. What is interesting about masal arises because of the potential play on words in Hebrew. Written Hebrew is a consonantal language where only the consonants are written down. Written vowels were a late development, circa AD 400, long after the translation of the Hebrew into Greek, about 200 years before Christ. In this case, masal was written simply as MSL. If the S in masal is associated with a short E rather than a long A, one gets the word dominion, suggesting perhaps why masal was associated with divine judgment in the three passages cited above. The analogy in English might be run and ran, which share the same consonants but have different vowels and definitions. The scourging into Greek and Hebrew suggests the focus of Jesus' parables on God extended the Old Testament parable, normally associated with divine judgment, to offer a fuller characterization of God. The God of the Old Testament describes himself to Moses as merciful, gracious, patient, loving, and faithful. This is Exodus 34:6. The characterization of God as wrathful is limited to situations where the people of Israel have been disobedient to their covenantal obligations or display hardness of heart like Pharaoh. God is not capricious like other deities in the ancient world. This observation leads Matthew Eliot to articulate a cognitive theory of emotions. Like God of the Old Testament, we get angry about things that are important to us. Eliot writes, "If the cognitive theory is correct, emotions are an integral part of our reason and our ethics, informing and reinforcing moral behavior." Jesus extended the Old Testament treatment of parables in two ways. First, while divine judgment in the Old Testament is primarily corporal, that is, the nation of Israel, Jesus' judgment is more personal, relating to individual demonstrations of faith or disobedience, as in the example of Moses at Kadesh. Second, Jesus associates parable with attributes of God beyond judgment, mercy, grace, patience, love, and faithfulness. Thus, God becomes our Father not only in the Lord's Prayer, but also in being pictured as a God who displays a range of attributes and associated emotions. We might say that Jesus pictured God the Father as more human, but that characterization neglects the fuller testimony of the Old Testament. He always was more than just a wrathful God. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.